The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Today, a little bit closer to home right now, though, and I want to talk about Inis Mann. You might remember last month we spoke to Dara O'Madon from Inis Mann about this initiative that they had got underway. They wanted to encourage a bit of inward migration, younger people, younger families to move to the island. And so they were offering the opportunity to one such family to live there rent free for a year. Take a little listen to Dara.
There's a crippling housing crisis all over the country, whether you're in Dublin or Limerick or Galway. And it's the same here in the Aran Islands. And we thought it would be great if we could kind of reduce that pressure for some family and play a part in making things a bit easier so that we would pay the rent for a family. And in return, I suppose they would be here, they would be adding to the island population, and their children would be attending school here. Which would, you know, obviously in turn benefit the community here as well. So I think it would really be a win-win situation for everyone involved.
That was Dara O'Madon speaking to me from Inis Mann a few weeks ago. Such a win-win situation that, if you can believe it, 1,300 families have applied. So they're pouring through those applications now on Inis Mann. But to give people a sense of what awaits the chosen few, Claire de Haas and Brock Montgomery are with me from the Netherlands and Canada, respectively, the current caretakers on the Blasket Islands. Claire and Brock, you're very welcome to the show. Claire, if I can start with you, how did this come about?
Yeah, hello everyone. So I actually saw an advertisement come by in January 2020. We were in Malaysia by that time, on Tioman Islands, a different island. And I saw just an advertisement on Facebook and immediately got like very interested and enthusiastic. So I showed it to Brock and he felt the same about it. So that actually the next day we immediately applied for the job with a letter.
And what did you know or what didn't you know about the Blasket Islands when you saw the advertisement?
So we didn't know that much. We did some research, of course, on Google before we applied, but we've never been to Ireland before. So this is the first time Ireland for both of us. So, yes, it was all very new.
And Brock, what was the attraction? Like when you saw the ad, what convinced you to send off an application?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think a lot of people kind of wonder that as well. Like we both get so excited with the thought of like a new challenge and just travel in itself. And we've seen it as just an adventure and also like a life experience. The owners of the cottages tried to talk us out of it. Like they tried to, you know, kind of play it down and try and make it sound as tough as it could be. And we were still both kind of really keen to come and do it. And we were just excited, you know, go to a new country, really immerse ourselves in the culture and be able to experience it. I think it was a once in a lifetime opportunity that we thought, hey, if we could snag that job, that would be something we'll always remember. So
wow, okay, and obviously you did snag the job. So when you got to the Blaskets, what were the first impressions? Because like as you said, you've never been to Ireland before, so it's not like you might have a view of what the wider country is like, and this would be a version of it. You knew nothing.
Yeah, no, we didn't know anything really. Like just what we had researched and when we first got to the island, we both share the same thoughts, is that it's a lot more beautiful than we even really imagined. Like pictures don't really do it justice. But that saying that in itself, also like the storms and everything, it's very rough. Like it's a rugged life out here, but that those in themselves are amazing as well. And like, yeah, the culture and the people and the whole experience has been really, really great. Like it's definitely a challenge, and it's definitely not a job for everybody, I wouldn't say, but it's been a challenge and also an amazing experience.
Because Claire, I think that's the question a lot of people would have is like, I've been out on the Aran Islands at the height of the summer and it's absolutely beautiful. And I think, of course, I could live here. And then I stop and think, oh my God, what must it be like though in January or February when the waves are pounding the shore and the wind is pummeling the windows? I mean, what is that experience like?
Yeah, so we arrived here the 1st of April. The first few weeks were definitely like way colder than now, of course. We had the fire going all the time and only candles, of course, during the night. So we definitely had to adjust a little bit. But once again, like those stormy, colder days just Yeah, I think it has its own character here on the island, and it's just really cool to experience that and just have candles going and not being able to press on a button to turn the light on, you know? Like,
Yeah.
it's pretty amazing.
Does it get claustrophobic at all that you can't? Well, I guess you can't. You're not prisoners there. I don't imply you are, but you know what I mean. That I suppose your world kind of shrinks a little bit living on an island.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's nowhere to escape to, you know? So yeah, we definitely had to get used to that, but now we're completely like we're fully settled, and yeah, we only have 7 weeks left, so it goes too fast, huh?
Yeah, and Brock, what's your advice for some of these 1,300 families who may find themselves kind of in a similar situation, but just up the coast in Inishman?
Yeah, I would just, I'm not 100% sure of the situation that they'll be in, but just really enjoy it and really take, full advantage and look around kind of where you are. It's just a special, I think it's just special to be out there by yourself on an island like that. You have a lot of, a lot of time and find things that'll keep you busy and get a nice routine kind of going, I think really helps people as well. And yeah, it takes time to adjust to it moving into an island for sure. Like, there's going to be things that you have to learn to adjust to, but yeah, just enjoy it, I suppose. Yeah.
Once in a lifetime experience.
All right. And embrace it. Embrace it as such. Claire de Haas and Brock Montgomery are the current caretakers on the Blasket Islands. As I said, 1,300 families, I think a lot more than they were possibly expecting, have applied for this opportunity to live rent-free on Inishman. Maybe it tells you as much about the rental crisis in Ireland as it does about the attractiveness of Inishman. I don't know. If you are one of those 1,300, do get in touch. Let me know why you and the family have applied, what you are looking forward to, what you're nervous about, the prospect of living off the West Coast and the Aran Islands for a year. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.